Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, everybody, let's get into it. Get stoked, get started.
Welcome, Big Brother fans. This is your Rad Reality Show Network. We connect you to the reality stars you love. I'm Sherry Garcia, and I'm so glad you can be here tonight with us for Manic Mondays with our beautiful host, Michelle Costa, from Big Brother Season 10, also known as the Portuguese Princess from Providence.
Just another Manic Monday. Wish it was.
If you have questions or comments, call in at 347-237-5506. And once you're on our switchboard, please do remember to listen to the prompts and press the number one key on your phone. That lets us know that you want to join us on air and you're not just listening to the show from our switchboard. Now, let's get this show started with a little intro for our host. Here we go.
You wanna play with magic? Boy, you should know what you're fucking up.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome, Amazing Race fans. This is the Rad Reality Show. I'm Cherry Garcia. I'll be your co-host tonight, which is April 22nd, 2019. Yesterday was Easter Sunday, so I hope everyone had a wonderful Easter with your families. Right now, it's time for Manic Mondays with our host, Michelle Costa from Big Brother Season 10. She has a very special guest that's very special to both of us, and should be special to most of our listeners as well, especially those who have been listening to us for a while, long enough to remember his podcast with us called The Amazing Race Second Pit Stop Shows. Of course, I'm talking about the awesome Louis Stravato from The Amazing Race Season 16. And for quite a few years, Louis was the host of a very popular podcast every Amazing Race season, and we certainly miss him. He and his partner, Michael, were known as the Detectives from Rhode Island, and they finished fourth in their season. And they did one of the things that I love about Amazing Race teams. They enjoyed they were in the Amazing Race, as well as raced very well in their season. You know, some people get so caught up in the race, they don't enjoy the atmosphere and the cultures they're within in the different countries, and they miss a lot of what they're involved in. They're just so caught up in the race. And other teams really take it all in, and I love the teams that take it all in during the race, and they did that. They did it really well. And, of course, just like Michelle does, Louis goes to many charity events, as many as he possibly can. So he's met many of the people from Survivor and Big Brother as well. So I can't wait to hear his opinion of this cast of The Amazing Race Season 31 and find out who his favorite teams are and what he thinks they bring to The Amazing Race. And, of course, we'd like to find out what your favorite teams are, too. So if you'd like to join the conversation tonight between Michelle and Louis, invite you to do so. You can do that in two different ways. You can join us in the chat room. Of course, right now our chat room is kind of odd. I don't know what Blog Talk is doing with our chat room, so it would be better if you just call in at 1-347-237-5506 and talk to Louis and Michelle on air. Once you do call in on our switchboard, just press the number 1 on your phone. That lets us know that you're ready to join us on air. Some people do listen to our show by just listening by our switchboard, and if you don't press the number 1, those are the people that just listen. So if you want to call in and talk, press the number 1 key on your phone. That lets us know that you're ready to join us on air. So let me bring up our host, and let's get us started in here. Hi, Michelle. How are you, and how was your Easter?
Cherry pie. What's happening, girlfriend? What's happening?
I'm doing good.
Thank you for asking me about my Easter. My Easter was great, fantastic. It was wonderful. Got to spend time with the family, so that's always really good. You know, I celebrated my 40 days of fasting, so I can officially eat what I want, even though I got to do it slow, little baby steps, because I would be overloaded with, you know, just food in my stomach, and I don't think my stomach can handle it, but that's okay, cherry pie, because it was all for the good of Lent. And I kind of felt like I was like on Survivor, Amazing Race, and Big Brother while I was doing it, because it was like a competitive thing, and like I could only eat certain foods, and I felt like, you know, I was like winning, and, you know, but anyway, so
40 days
I hope you
of fasting, that's a lot.
Yes, it is, cherry. I'll be honest with you. There was some times that I think I was a little delusional, a little cray cray, but I fought through it. I fought through it, Sherry.
How much weight did you lose doing that?
Finalized weighing myself yet, because it all happened so fast. But I would say about 13 to 15 pounds. Last time I checked, that was 12 pounds. I'm assuming the last week, I must have lost a few more pounds. So, yeah.
Wow.
So I just got to trim everything up properly, you know, and I'll be ready for the Amazing Race style race at Reality Rally, which is a week from Thursday. I have a few things I want to say, but I'm very excited about our guest tonight. It's like Cherry said, Louis Stravato. We all know him very well here on the Rad Reality Show family. So he is very excited to be back. We're going to have him talk about what he's doing charity-wise. We want to hear about his time on Amazing Race and what he thinks about this Amazing Race right now. And don't piss off Cherry. She already told you. You can listen on a switchboard, okay? But if you want to talk, press 1. You don't want to get Cherry Pie angry. Blog Talk Radio is already pissing her off, people, okay? We don't want to piss off Cherry Pie. Right, Cherry Pie? Right.
That's right.
Because Blog Together here, it is 2019. Yikes. Anyway, as long as you guys can listen, that's the important thing. So 1-347-237-5506. You can listen. If you want to talk with us, give us your opinions, let us know, you know, how your Easter was, whatever the case may be, just press 1. There you go. A couple of things I want to talk about real quick before Louis calls in, which will be in a few minutes. I'd just like to say congratulations to the Stop and Shop Union, United Foods, who finally came and they signed a contract. They came to some resolve.
Yay.
After 12 days of striking. So I'm just happy that
way
everybody
to go, union.
Is. Yes, I'm just happy that there, you know, there was a lot of, it was very emotional for a lot of people. They were crying. They didn't know what they're going to do. So I'm glad that it actually, they came up with a resolve on Easter. But don't go shopping at Stop and Shop right now, because it's they have to kind of start over. So give them about a week, 2 weeks, so they can get their stores in order. But if you see a Stop and Shop employee, tell them congratulations. You'll see the big smile on their face. Number two, I just want to say congratulations to the Celtics for making it to the next round of playoffs. And Cherry Pie is a hockey fan. I'm not sure if she's rooting for the Bruins, but the Bruins are in a tied series right now with Toronto. Tomorrow game 7 at 7 p.m. So I hope you're rooting for the Bruins to win so they can move on.
Well, my St. Louis Blues moved on. We eliminated the Jets.
Yay! Congratulations.
Yeah, we did it in 5 games. So
good for you.
They're out, and now we get a little bit of rest. And
good. That's
depends
rest
on whether Nashville or Dallas wins. Whoever wins that series, we could go against next.
We got
so.
Our eye on you, Dallas and Nashville.
Yeah.
Well, the two of you. Watch your backs.
It
and
was awesome,
also,
though.
Go ahead,
Terry. You know, getting that first season, you know, elimination done was great. And this has been the weirdest hockey series as far as the first round of playoffs, because the first teams that were the greatest in the NHL this year are both eliminated first.
Out. Sometimes you don't play games on paper, Cherry, right, girl?
It's just been the oddest
play
season.
It out there. Yeah, that's exciting, though, isn't it? Because I hate it when it's like, oh, they're the top teams. They're going to win. No, this is making it juicy, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it really is. Yeah.
So exciting. Oh, my God, Cherry Pie, we all have some things to talk about. And then also, you guys, like I mentioned as well, you know, Reality Rally is coming up, Cherry Pie. It's next week. So still got lots of time to donate. You know, we want to definitely raise more money than we did last year. I believe it was, I don't know if you remember the exact amount, Cherry, what it was, like $180,000. Jillian always has that exact number. But it was definitely, we've been raising a lot throughout the past years, Cherry, because guess what? They're opening up another cancer center, not just for breast cancer, but for all types of cancer, and we're going to actually go visit it. So I'll make sure to take pictures and videos so you guys can see where your money's going when you've donated this year or the past years. Very exciting stuff, helping out a lot of people out there. That's going to be next week. So I will be probably talking about that one more time next week to be able to raise some more money, and then the following week be able to come back and give you guys a breakdown of what happened. And also, usually Cherry, doesn't Jillian maybe join us a week or so after?
Once she's got all the figures done, and she gets all the figures done and comes back with an update to give us, you know, all the figures as to how much money was raised, and just give us an update on the success of the event. And I love when she does
that,
because she has a total of how many reality stars attended the event, how many people attended, how much money was raised, and, you know, who won the race that they do, who won the karaoke
contest. Ooh.
Yes. You know, just all of the events that they put on. And she just has all those updates, and it's so much fun to hear all about it. And she comes back and gives us tales of it. And especially,
which is great,
you know,
right,
how much
Cherry,
money was raised.
People like donate money, and they want to know, like, where's it going? Like, what's happening with it? And she, like, when I tell you guys, she gives it down to the cents, doesn't she, Cherry?
Yes. They have that new building. It's supposed to be huge. And I'm so excited that now it's, you know, not just breast cancer, it's for all cancer, because they do so much. You know, they don't just care for the patient. They care for the entire family. And take into consideration how much the family goes through when somebody has cancer. And, you know, they just take in to consideration everyone and everything that everyone needs when somebody has been diagnosed with cancer. And they fulfill all those needs under one roof. And it's just amazing what they do.
Yeah, preach it, Cherry Pie. You guys, you know, when you're going through something like that, you forget about, like, normal everyday life things, Cherry. And everybody out there, probably, if you've been through it, like, you've been spending so much time at the hospital or running around, you forgot to go get groceries for the kids. You forgot to go get a backpack, or just, you know, you forgot to, you know, now we need to go on the next step. We need to go get wigs. Or, like, what is the next step? There's a family group that's going to meet Wednesday, and they'll give you all the tidbits of what they've went through, or just whatever you feel like your emotions are not being fulfilled because you have to stay strong. There you can maybe just let loose a little bit. Just little
or
things,
you're
going
to be healthy enough to be able
about.
To, you know, keep cleaning your house, you know. They'll have somebody, you know, that they can recommend that will clean your house for you, or, you know, babysit, or, you know, walk the dog, or whatever, you know, whatever your needs are, they have an answer for it. And it's just amazing, you know, the things they can provide, you know, wigs and
prosthetics.
Yeah. Prosthetics,
bras.
Everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just amazing.
Well, Cherry,
do.
Probably people are wondering too, like, well, you know, I kind of want to go and check it out. So if you guys go to Reality Rally website, there's all the information there. You can donate there. You can see who's going. You can see the different events. If you want to go and actually come down and from another state, you can spend time there doing all the different events by just buying some tickets or being in the race competition. They have different legs and stuff like that. You can maybe stand there and watch your favorite coming through, and you can probably get some rooms also through Reality Rally, or get some information on how to get some rooms if you're coming from out of town. If you're there, you can get tickets to maybe go see the lip sync competition, as Cherry said earlier, be part of the amazing race. Maybe they need more volunteers. You could volunteer to help. They have the Wilson Creek Winery, which is awesome. They do like a casino night, Cherry, so you can like buy like poker chips, kind of like funny money, Monopoly money, and you can kind of bet like you're at the casino, and then you get these like vouchers kind of almost, where you can guard these tickets that you can go and put in these baskets that have been donated, and you can win like an awesome basket to take home. I mean, I've seen cool things like a trip to Hawaii, or it was one that was like a hot air balloon ride around the winery, or and there's a lot of baskets. You can choose whatever you feel like putting your ticket in, you can. So there's a lot of different things you can go to. A lot of it's kid-friendly too, Cherry. So a lot of people want to know, like, where can I bring my kids to? Is there age limits? All that information is on the website. Or you can always probably contact myself, Jillian, Cherry, or anybody else really that's going. They'll be able to guide you and show you the way. So that's
really
cool.
And your guest is on the switchboard.
And I was just about to segue to the fact that I know our caller, Mr. Luis Travato, he's got a event coming up himself, so he's going to talk about that as well. That's why I kind of want to talk about Realidad, because the rest of the time is all for Luis Travato. And we know he loves to talk, Cherry. Oh, gosh. We hope he can get, a couple minutes in. But, Louis, when he gets going, but we love him.
I'm so excited to hear
Cherry Pie,
from him.
I know you're so excited. So I know you can do the honors of introducing our amazing, amazing guest of honor. Go ahead, Cherry.
I don't know if I should play something.
Ooh. I like it when you play something.
Or
I should,
considering how our switchboard has acted up recently, maybe I should just say, I don't know if I want to say I want to play something and then have
the switchboard act up.
Let's just say that we have the amazing Luis Travato, and you are on the air with us now, Louis. How are you?
I am amazing. You know that? I love you guys.
That's right.
I love you, Cherry. I miss you so much, honey. I miss you.
I miss you, too. So much.
How was your Easter? How was your Easter?
Very good.
Good, good. Am I coming in delayed?
And how was yours?
Mine is great. Mine was amazing. I actually ended up meeting Michelle's brother afterwards, and she's like, what do you mean you met my brother? He was out with me. And I'm like, no, I met him at a bar downtown Providence, at a restaurant, actually, at the bar in Providence.
Yeah.
And she's like, what? I'm like, yeah, it was after 5. She goes, he said he was going home. So I guess he didn't want to take you.
Yeah, don't worry about it. I called him and I yelled at him. And he was like, I don't know what happened. I went back to the house, and then next thing you know, we were at the vendor. I go, I know everything. Don't think you could ever get anything by me. All right.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and I'm like, are you sure, Louis? Are you sure it wasn't like
Saturday night? You were questioning me. I'm like, come on. She was questioning me,
I'm
Cherry.
Like,
can you believe that? The Portuguese princess was questioning me. Come on.
Like, you weren't telling her the truth, huh?
Nah, come on. Cherry, have I ever lied to you? I'm not a liar.
No, never, never,
never.
No.
Hey.
No. Hi.
Hi,
Louis. Hi. Hi.
Hi. Hi.
Hi.
Who's it?
Hi.
Who am I saying?
This is Michelle. I just wanted to say hi.
Oh, my God.
Welcome to Manic Monday. We've missed you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, baby. I miss you, too. I love you. I only saw you the other day, but I love you anyways.
I love you every time I see you.
She was actually, Michelle was a guest judge at a karaoke contest with my son, the finales. So it was pretty cool. I wasn't going until you called me, Michelle. I wasn't going.
Louis, you're going, right? I'm like, you're going to be there. I just assumed he was going to be there, and he was like, I'm going to be where? And I'm like, the finale for karaoke. He was like, oh, that's the finale? Are you sure? And I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, I had to question myself. I was like, wait a minute. Yes, your son invited me to be the guest judge. And he's like, oh, well, I'm going to have to go. And you know who else is was the guest host. A lot of you guys might have, if I say the name, you're like, oh my God, that name. So Mary Halsley. So she is the funky white sister. If you guys ever watch Ellen, her video went viral because she actually can rap to Missy Elliott's music during karaoke. And then Missy Elliott came out, and she ended up being like Ellen's red carpet commentator
mascot.
Or spokesperson. Yeah, for like the Grammys and a couple of other, I think the Emmys and stuff. So shout out to Mary.
Yeah. Ooh. Yep.
Well, I feel like I need a horn or something.
Anyway.
Ooh, you do that good.
I
okay,
do.
Listen, we don't have a lot of time. We don't have a lot of time.
All right.
Because we know how you talk. We got a question for you. So
go
we
ahead.
Were just
what
talking about Reality Rally, but you
yes.
actually are doing another reality event yourself for a charity. Can you
yes.
talk about that quick before we talk about the Amazing Race?
Yes, I am going to Hots of Reality, which is in Orlando, Florida, the beginning of August, August 8th, 9th, and 10th in Orlando, Florida. Reality celebrities like ourselves are going to be there. Great, great cause. I've always wanted to go to this one. I also have wanted to go to the one you go to, but I just, like, April has not been good to me. But anyways.
Wait, you've never been to Reality Rally?
No, I've never been to that. I've been invited. I've been, you know, a couple of times. I mean, she has invited me. I've been invited. There was one time my son got ill. Things always happened on it. And it's like, to me, it's almost like an omen type thing. I get scared when I want to sign up for it. So, anyways, the Hots of Reality in Florida, it goes to critically ill children. And you know that. I have a spot in my heart for that because I work with Children's Wishes. And
yeah.
while I have you on the line, I'm going to put you on the spot. We need some celebrities for September, and it's going to be like an obstacle course / Children's Wish Race. So I you're coming?
Listen, if I'm here, because the only reason why I would say if I'm here, because you know, the last week of September, depending on when Big Brother finale party is.
Yep.
But of course I will, because I think usually it's the beginning of September, right, Louie?
Yes. It's usually the beginning. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, of course.
So.
I'm down.
All right.
I've done it for
yep.
With you for many years now. I think last year.
Yep. Yep.
Oh no, last year we did do something.
Yes, we did. Yep.
Oh, what was it?
Before, Last year they didn't have it, but the year before that, last year they didn't have it at all. But anyway.
Yeah, remember, it was down in Warwick at the club.
Look, if you're down in Florida or you're listening in Florida, come say hello to me. Tell me that you listen to Manic Monday, all right? And I'll think up of something. I'll give you something or I'll do something special. All right, if you tell me you listen to Manic Monday and you meet me down there, come up to me and approach me and say, hey, Louie, I'm a fan of Manic Monday. I'm going to make it happen for you, all right? So just let's, it's going to be a great cause. I can't wait. I'm excited to go. You know, a lot of different people, like Ray Houston, Christina Correa, that I know off the top of my head. I mean, and there's all these young, new reality people now, so it's going to be a good time. It's gonna be a blast, and it's in Orlando. So how can you not go?
Okay, so Louie, so it's in August, right?
Yeah.
So you said the date?
8th, 9th, and 10th.
Perfect. So everybody out there, put that in your calendar. How can they donate?
All right. So please go to my Facebook page. I have it public, so don't worry about trying to friend me because you can't. But if you I'm sorry. Instagram, go to Instagram. You can friend me all day long. Go to the site, page, for the Hot to Reality thing, and just donate a dollar. I don't care if you donate a dollar, whatever you can donate, please. It's a great cause. So.
Okay, my next question would be: so, are the tickets sold out? Can people just come and meet you guys, or do different? Like, I don't know what your lineup of what the events are down there, but. Are people able to come down and hang out, you guys?
Yes. I think that's 100%. From what I've seen online, on the different sites, it looks like it's so fan-friendly. Yeah, it looks amazing. It looks like it's going to be such a great time. Yeah. So
awesome.
Don't stress it. Come down. It's going to be a good time. There's a bunch of different cool events, but one day is a costume day where you dress up. So even we do. Even we get dressed up in a costume, so it's going to be fun. So
you know what? I think I've seen pictures. Like, I think you get to dress up like a pirate or something, Louie.
Yep. I could do that. Maybe maybe a superhero. I don't know. I'm on the way of getting back to my shredded six-pack look again. So I want to get back there and look really good for it. So, anyways. But let's talk about what we really want to talk about now.
Okay.
The
All right.
Amazing
okay. Okay,
race.
Everybody. So if you guys have any questions about that or didn't get where to go donate, just contact myself or Cherry, or just look up Louis Stravato, the amazing Louis Stravato, and I'm sure you can get to the steps to donate to Louis. So if you guys have any more questions or anything about that, just let me know, and I will ask. I will interrupt kindly and politely. But I know Louis wants to talk about the Amazing Race. So first off, we have the Amazing Race. It's the reality takeover. But a lot of people, maybe they didn't get to see, you know, season 16, Louis, right? I mean,
right.
That's when Louis Stravato was brought to the TVs all around the world for your pleasure. So, Louis, please talk about your time on The Amazing Race. I don't know if you got to get the intro that Cherry gave you, but, I mean, she loved you as a team. I loved you as a team before I even met you because, of course, I'm going to root for, like, my hometown people. But talk about your experience in The Amazing Race. You know, it sounds like you guys had an awesome time, and you guys did really well, too. Let everybody know what's up.
Yeah. We did. We had, for lack of a better word, it was amazing. I tell people all the time, they go, you know, it was mentally and physically touring almost all the way through the race. It's unlike other competition shows, period.
Hold on a minute now.
It is. You even talk to your peeps. Your peeps even say the same thing. I'm just saying. Anyways, we started out in L.A. in my season, LAX, and on my season, Jeff and Jordan from Big Brother were on my season. A lot of people know Jet and Court, the Cowboys. We had Stephen Alley. He was the third base coach for St. Louis Cardinals. That was a World Series team back then. Then he went to Cleveland Indians and the Cincinnati Reds. Dear friends of mine. Brent Horn is a great friend of mine. He's a model. He was with Katie Upton at the time. Another great friend of mine. I can go on and on. It was these two sisters, Monique and Sean. They're from Maryland, so we were like the East Coast crew. We had a bunch. We were like trying to stick together. Anybody that was on the East Coast, we were trying to stick together. So it was kind of like a cool little. You know, in the beginning, you just got to feel people out. You know. You kind of make an alliance, but you're not making an alliance, you know. And then there was the people that were just arrogant, and you just, you know, you kept them close, but at arm's distance, you know. So we started out in LAX. From LAX, we flew to Miami International Airport. From Miami International Airport, we flew into Valparaiso, Chile. Where we started the race. From there, as long as you didn't get eliminated, We from there, we went to Santiago, Chile. From Santiago, Chile, we went to Argentina. Argentina was absolutely beautiful, and it was actually the longest layover of our race. And they actually, like, we slept in tents at night, and we lay on a lamb farm, and there was a guy with an assault rifle watching us. You know, I get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. You're like, and you see this guy sitting in a chair with an assault rifle. You're like, okay. Anyways.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. And so.
That's exciting.
Yeah. No, I mean, at least you kind of felt safe. The next day, they took us on a tour of the lamb farm, and they were telling us how the wool goes to all of that wool from those lambs go to Italy. And from there, they said, who wanted to go on a nature hike? A lot of people didn't want to go, including my partner, Mike, which he regrets to this day. But I said, I'm going. I said to Mike, I go, when are we ever coming back here, Mike? You know?
Exactly, and yeah. Live in the moment.
So it was me, the cowboys, a few others, some camera guys, some sound guys. We all went on this nature hike. And it overlooked the Andy Mountains. It was like in a desert area of the Andy Mountains, and it was absolutely gorgeous. So beautiful. I could close my eyes and picture it to this day. You know, me and the cowboys, I remember Cord specifically making him believe he had a camera in his hand. He goes, Lou, hey, pose, Louie. So, of course, I had to do the double bicep, you know. So,
Of course. Not a single.
Of course.
It has to be a double. Of course.
It's not a picture unless I do a double. Anyways.
Of course.
So, up to that point, Mike and I were just doing okay. We were not doing great, you know. And I said to Mike, I go, Mike, I'm done listening to other people and what they're doing and how they're doing it. I said, let's just play our own game. And he said, okay. So we end up going, flying out of Buenos Aires. And the only other team that was flying out of Buenos Aires was the Cowboys. The other flight was the earlier flight. And guess what? The earlier flight ended up getting delayed. We got there.
Okay.
We got from there to Hamburg, Germany. We got there first, and we landed, and boom, the very first leg of the race was the very first time they did a roadblock with teams. So it was Mike's turn. Mike and I took turns with the roadblock, so it was Mike's turn, and he had a bungee cord jump with Jet McCoy. So Hamburg, Germany was beautiful. And when they were filming our season, it was in early December. So Germany was like lit up for Christmas. It was so beautiful. And there were thousands and thousands of people out on the street. And it was cold. It was winter time there. It was cold. It was big. Like, but people were out there, you know, enjoying life and loving life and stuff. It was really beautiful. Germany was beautiful. The people were so nice. People were so nice. So from Germany... And then that's when Mike and I started on a roll of coming in first place. We came in first place there, and then we went off to France it's like near Normandy in that area. I'm trying to blank on the name, but near Normandy. And they did a reenactment of a World War I scene, which was absolutely amazing, where we crawled under barbed wire for 100 yards with simulated gunfire going on and make-believe bombs blown up with the dirt blown in your face in the smoke.
That
was really
awesome.
Cool. Yep. So we did that. Then we did a reenactment of a Tour de France where we only did one leg, which is 4 miles, on old-fashioned bikes in the old-fashioned uniforms they had with the helmet on our heads. We looked like we were penises. Anyways,
Wait a minute.
A penis with a mustache. What?
Oh my God! This is everybody out there. Get your visual. Not just any mustache. I'm thinking my handlebar mustache on top of that too.
Exactly. Is there no time delay on this? Anyway, you got Sherry on the other end.
Everybody out there is like, got the visual going on right now.
You know what?
Oh, yeah.
You know what? I'm going to go to that seat. I'm going to go to that specific episode. I'm going to take a picture off my TV, and I'm going to send it to you. You tell me I don't
That's
look like
awesome.
A penis. Anyways. a big Italian
That's
penis.
That's amazing.
That. Anyway.
oh, my God. There's kids listening. Gosh.
Oh,
Louis.
My God. I said penis. I didn't say. Anyway.
No, listen, I see worse things, so don't worry about it. It's okay.
So from there, we came in first again in France,
okay.
In Normandy. Then we went to the Champagne area of France, and we did really well there, and we came in first again. From France via the Dubai Airport, we had to fly into Dubai Airport, and then from Dubai Airport, we went to the Seychelles Islands. Now, a lot of people say, like, Mike and I, back then, we were like, where the hell is the Seychelles Islands? Never heard of it. It's in the east coast of Africa in the Indian Ocean. It's in the right off the coast of Africa. It's a resort. It's like a lover's paradise. Mike and I, literally, we slept in a bungalow that overlooked the Indian Ocean.
In a lover's paradise.
In a lover's paradise. And it was hilarious because we had to share a full-size bed.
Aww.
We had to share a full-size. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
How romantical.
Yeah. It was like, look, neither Mike nor I are homophobic in any way whatsoever, right? But it was like a laser beam down the middle of the bed, right? It was hilarious.
Pillows in the middle of the bed,
no,
but the laser beam
no,
worked,
no, that
too.
Was, that was his butt cheeks. Anyways.
Once again, everybody out there is having a visual. Everybody's getting a visual. Okay. Laser beam focus now. Sorry. Laser beam focus, people.
So, I'm sorry. I have no filters. All the views are of Louis Stravato. Do not blame Manic Monday. Anyways.
Michael's ears are burning because we're on the radio talking about his butt cheeks.
Because we don't know what Blog Talk will do if Cherry presses the disclaimer button. So thank you for that, Louie.
Oh, you're very welcome. We did okay. We didn't come in first game, but we did okay. From there, we went to Malaysia. Malaysia was so hot. It was over 100 degrees. And we had to climb these temple steps, okay? And there was like 130 steps. We had to carry these incense that ranged from 10 feet big to 4 feet big, 10 in total, right? So I grabbed the two biggest ones, thinking I'm fine, you know, because I was a power lifter at the time. I'm this strong guy, right? But I had no cardio. I don't know what the hell I was thinking. Anyways, I go up the steps, get to the top. I was drained. Now we had to go back down, get more. And Mike was like, come on, Louis. I remember clearly, what the hell is his name? Weinstein, one of the directors. He goes, Louis, come here, off camera, come here, right? And I go off camera, and he's like, Louis, he goes, here, drink some water. He goes, okay. And he goes, are you okay? I go, sir, I go, no disrespect, but I said, I am not a quitter. I said, you're going to pick me up off these steps before I quit, you know? And he goes, and he's like, okay, all right, just be careful. So I went back out and we finished. And then, like, I caught some air, and the next thing was a roadblock. And so I was like, thankfully, it's God was watching over me or something. We had to crack open these coconuts and find colored water in them, right? And when I did it, I was like the fourth coconut I picked up and smashed. It had the colored water in it. Mike couldn't believe it. I was like, but
oh,
it was so cool.
Thank
but
you, Jesus,
I,
for that. Thank
no,
you
thank
for
you
the
Jesus.
Coconuts.
Yeah, it saved my life, literally. Anyways, from there, from Malaysia, we went to Singapore, and that's where, let me back up. In Malaysia, when I've done doing the temple steps, I had to pee so bad, and there was nowhere around. I peed near the temple. Mike was breaking my balls so bad. He goes, I can't believe you peed near the temple.
Could me and Cherry get in trouble if they know that we just heard the story? Me and Cherry are not involved in this. We're just innocent bystanders. Go ahead. Where did you pee?
I peed near the temple. I peed. I had to go. I'm sorry. I couldn't help it. I had to go. I had to pee. Mike was busting my balls so bad. He's like, I can't believe you're peeing near a temple. You're going to hell. I go, but it's not our religion. But anyways.
Wow. Okay.
That didn't make it right.
We'll pray for you, Louie. We'll pray
right,
for
good.
You. Okay.
Good. I need as many prayers as I can get. Trust me.
Yeah.
So,
plenty of prayers out there for you.
So anyway, so we look at this asshole. Oh, sorry, I'm driving. Anyways, come on.
Okay. So you peed on a temple,
road rage on top of everything else. So let me go to
this
Singapore.
This is live, guys. This is what we get.
I know.
I'm sorry. No, I
so
love
let me go
it.
To Sing. All right, good. So then
we're
we go
thankful.
To Singapore.
We're thankful for you.
Right. And in Singapore, we went down this what's that thing you hang on and you swing? What the hell is it called?
Like a hand glide?
Well, you swing down, like you're seated in a seat thing, you hold it, and it took you through the jungle and stuff. It's like one rope from one end
zip
to the other.
Lining.
Zip line. Thank you, God. I couldn't even, I had shit in my head. Zip line to the other end. When we got to the other end, this is where I got in trouble back because I was still married at the time, right? When I got down to the bottom, now you forget that you're on camera. Because you get so comfortable at this point. You forget you're on camera, you're with your boy, you're not, it's not like you're with another woman or anything. I wasn't doing it to be disrespectful, right? But when I get down to the bottom, there was this gorgeous Singapore girl in a bikini. And I'm like, oh, my God, she is hot, right? Well, when my wife watched it at the time, she's like, how can you say something like that? You got a stepdaughter that old. I'm like, oh, my God, Joy. I'm like, I was with Mike. But shit happens. You say stuff. You don't mean it. It's not like I was being – I didn't do it to be disrespectful is what I'm saying because I have a lot of respect for women, period. Anyways, so Singapore
was
absolutely –
you just said she was hot. That's not a bad thing. I mean
– No. Oh, can I say something real quick? Been getting off the subject.
Sure.
So Michelle is looking amazeballs. I saw her. She's lost some weight. She looks great. And I had to sneak and look at her bumbadoodle, and it was looking good. So anyways.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I'm sorry, honey.
How disrespectful. No, I'm just kidding. Listen, I'm working on getting my, fitness. So if you're working and you're going to the gym and you're working on that and people notice, then you're doing the right thing. So it's good to know that you're doing the right thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So anyway, all right, get back to it. So from Singapore, we went to China.
Segway.
Like how I segue, boom, back. Boom.
Boom, back.
We went to China. And the first leg of China was a horror show. Mike had to put this puzzle together. And
The puzzle was huge.
Yep, and then I found out that Mike was colorblind, and I didn't know. So it was I felt so bad for him. And we get to the mat, and we thought we were eliminated. And that's when Phil said, it's a non-elimination. We were, like, so through the roof excited. And then the next day, we had to leave, like way after the other teams left. And Dan and Jordan were right there in front of us, like, this is not real, man, because they got lost. And so we were right back in the race. But by the time, at the end of that leg of the race, we never caught up. So, it was a bad taxi ride. If we didn't have a bad taxi ride, we would have crushed it and we would have done fine. But anyways, I mean, I remember Bob Parr was our head of security then, and literally, he loved Mike and I, and he literally had tears in his eyes when we got eliminated. We heard that, like, the producers and stuff, they were like, they wanted Mike and I in the finale with the Cowboys, especially because it would be like an all American type, like, ending type thing, you know. But anyways, But we came in
fourth.
We won three
games. They should have
brought
you guys back. I know.
They should have. They should have. But I'm hearing there may be a fan favorite one coming up in a couple, I think. That's what
Gosh,
I hear.
Gosh, we really hope so.
Through a grapevine. And I can't see why Bertram won't give Mike and I another shot. Bertram loves police officers. So it's like, yeah, I mean, he was the originator of the show Cops. He was one of the main guys from Cops in the beginning. So,
wow.
And he loved Mike and I. He's always like, when we're off camera, he's always talking to us, wanted to hear cop stories and stuff, you know, so he's cool as shit. That whole between the film guy, sound guys, all those guys, they're all like cool shit. I mean, I'm still friends with Tom Cunningham, who is now the main director of Live PD, you know, and I've helped him out here in Rhode Island. I'm the reason Warwick PD is on in Rhode Island. I hooked him up with them. And now another agency in Rhode Island, not Providence, because for whatever reasons, Providence don't want to do it, but is going to be on soon, too, coming up in May, I think. So.
Oh, my gosh. So exciting. So, I love Live PD. I love it.
Everybody loves it.
That's a huge hit.
Yeah.
They're getting ready to do that big 11-day span where they do – you know, the show for 11 days straight.
I don't know if you guys, I don't know if you guys noticed. Not that you would notice because it's so quick and small, but they put me in the credits at the end for Warwick when I did helping out with Warwick. So I was in the credits. I actually screenshotted it and threw it up on Facebook one time. So, but I thought it was the coolest. I thought it was the coolest thing ever. So,
it is.
But anyway,
cool. Well, one thing that Cherry got right and that we all got right is, you know, the fact that you were going to talk a lot. That's number one. Number two, I was actually going to mention the fact that one thing that you said, Louie, that when we have a lot of people come on here, you just talk to a lot of people, is you talked about. Like, you went on this walk, and you guys went to a farm, and you did the competition, and then you guys went. You talked about, like, the overall experience of it, not just, you know, the race, the competition itself, but the experience of just taking everything in. And that's awesome, because I think some people sometimes need to understand that they got to just, you know what, you're there in the moment, go with it. So I think you definitely... Yep. Had experience of your lifetime, huh? And you need to have another one. We need that.
I did. I would love it. You know, I feel bad, you know, we're rolling right into season 31 where, you know, Chris and Brett, man, you know, from Survivor, I mean, I really thought they were going to be a strong team and do well, but, I mean, age does creep up on you, man. But, you know, I think I'm in better cardio shape than I was back 9 years ago. You know, I mean, I know I am, and I'm still strong as hell. I'm still in freaking amazing condition. So I would represent my age well, I believe, you know? But I'm loving this season so far. I have my ups and downs. Like, right now I'm
rooting for... Yeah, what are your thoughts on the teams, you know?
Right now, I'm rooting for Leo and Jamal because I mean they're going to be. I guarantee you they're going to be in top three unless they screw up bad. They're a strong team. I think they're going to do well. You know, I'm not going to take into consideration the first leg of the race, but there's something about Rupert, man. He's a battler, man. I know he was. They made him look like he was all over the place, and he probably was all over the place. Here's the thing about Amazing Race, right? It's the closest thing to a real reality show there is because you can't. There's no time for editing and making people look like assholes. I remember one of the camera guys. I go, look, if you want to make me look like an asshole, you can make me look. He goes, Louie. If you're an asshole, you're an asshole. We don't help you make yourself look like an asshole. So
yeah,
it's the truth.
Right?
It's so true. It's so true. Now, as far, like, let's bounce. I'm bouncing around. I know, and I'm sorry, but like, I don't think, and Rachel, I love you if you're listening, but I don't think her and her sister are gonna do well. I don't think her and Eliza are gonna do well. I don't.
Oh, are you talking about the Riley sisters? Do you really?
Yeah.
Think, so are you saying that some of the stuff that other teams were saying was that Brendan actually carried Rachel through the race? And, like, I think they're going to do pretty good.
I hope that's not true. That's not enough strong. They didn't start off strong, that's for sure. You know?
Well, you know, I'm rooting for my girls, so...
Yeah, I know. No, I'm not saying not to root for the women. I'm not. I mean, the only reason I picked Leo and Jamal is they're number one. They've already done the show. They already ran the race, you know. And they're a strong team. They're still a strong team, you know.
But the first team that got eliminated was an Amazing Race team.
No, I don't believe so. No, it was the two from Survivor, Chris and Brett.
I thought it was the Amazing Race people. Am I wrong?
I think you are. It was the cop. It was the guy who was the Boston cop and the other guy.
I thought it was the two Border Patrol guys.
No, I'm confused.
The Border Patrol, right? Remember he got
somebody
a leg cramp and they took the penalty?
Jerry, look this up, honey.
Yeah, I thought it was like the Border Patrol.
I thought it was Brett and Chris. I don't know why I thought it was.
No.
Let me get wrong.
I
could be wrong.
It was Art and JJ.
Yeah.
It was Art and JJ, and one of them got the leg cramp, and they ended up taking because he couldn't run up the Mount Fuji. And
you're right. No,
they took
no.
The
right.
Penalty,
right?
Right.
JJ, you're right. Correct. Yeah, they took the penalty
and they
lost.
What was that? Michelle,
right.
Correct. Okay, I just wanted to hear that again.
No, you're correct. I say you're right. You love to hear when you're right. Oh, my. Anyway,
Michelle?
Yes? You have a caller that's been on hold for a while that just wants to say hi to you real quick. Would you mind taking that real quick?
Yes. Hold on. I'm gonna just soak in that I'm right, Louie. So while we're soaking it in, we're gonna just take a call.
Oh my God! Go ahead.
Shari, please take that call. I'm just soaking
okay,
in.
Okay. We have Jesse wants to say hi to you from New York.
Hey, what's up, Michelle? Jay from New York. How are you?
What's up, Jay from New York? You're on with myself, Cherry, and Louie. What's going on with you? How are you?
All's good. Yeah, Louie, I never watched Amazing Race. I got to get to it, though. I know that. But
yeah.
I read up your biography, and I respect you because my pops is 22 years NYPD, you know.
Oh, wow. God bless your dad, man. Your dad's still on the job?
No,
God bless
he retired
him.
In
God bless him.
After 22 years, yeah. So, you know, I always love when cops come on the show and stuff, you know.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Deeply appreciate it.
I wanted to ask you guys this question. You know, which one is the hardest between the three, you think? Survivor, Amazing Race, Big Brother? Because I remember Julie Chen said Big Brother might be the most emotionally drained.
Let me talk first. Go ahead. Your opinion, Louie. Go ahead.
So my serious opinion, because what's your name again? I'm sorry.
Jesse.
Jesse. My opinion, like, I've been to numerous, like Michelle, I've been to numerous charity events, all right? So I've been to events with people like Russell Hantz and people from Big Brother like Derek and stuff and Michelle, right? And whenever I talk to any of them, they all wish they've done the Amazing Race because you're not stuck in one spot in a house. You're not stuck in one spot on an island. Now, there was plenty of times I was mentally and physically drained like you wouldn't believe. I was standing when I remember being at the end of every leg of the race, they always had to film you, all right? And you're standing there, and I'm standing there, and I was like, the wind was holding me up because I was so tired. I could drop. I was so drained. If you listen to some of the people, some of the people from Survivor, at the end of this first episode or this first leg of the race, they were like, they asked them, Phil Aston goes, "What's tougher?" And they were saying, "Amazing Race is tougher. It's different. It's a different tougher. Look, no matter what challenge you do, there's challenges here and there. You know, they make you do some crazy ass shit on Big Brother. You know, and I'm sure it's hard. I'm not saying it's not hard. I'm not belittling anybody's show, but to travel to be jet lagged and to be physically drained, it's a whole different show. You know, so yeah, yeah. I'm partial to Amazing Race, but I guarantee you, Amazing Race is tougher than any of the other shows. I mean, we're not only mentally draining, we're physically draining as well. So it's like we're double dosed, you know. I mean, Survivor is too, Big Brother is too. I mean, but at least in Big Brother, you can get cocked, you can freaking drink, you can sleep in a bed most of the time, you know. But you're stuck in that one house with a lot of people. That's where it can become very mentally fucking crazy for you, you know. So,
yeah.
But what's your opinion,
Michelle?
I mean,
what I think that, yes, Amazing Race, you know, it's a matter of opinion, you know. I think they're all of them are a physical, mental, emotional struggle, you know, living in a house. Living with people, not being able to get away, you can't talk to people, you can't communicate, you can't talk on the phone, you know, that's in itself a very physical, hard game. Survivor, you need to, like, you know, earn your food, you're starving, you know, it's less than 30 days compared to, like, you know, up to 4 months in Big Brother. 4 months is a long time in some people's lives. You know, 30 days, you have to compete. Some people find it to be a walk in the park because they're, you know, they're used to sight that some people can't even stay there for more than 30 minutes because they're ready to go. They're not used to the bugs or whatever. And then you've got the Amazing Race where it's like all of that wrapped up into one. But then you could be the most emotionally put together, the most physically put together, and you take the goddamn wrong taxi, you know? So
yep,
it's
yep,
like all
yep.
there's all different things that go involved in each of the different reality shows. And so I give kudos to anybody that gets on any of those shows because it's all, I think, equally the same. Just it's kind of like different aspects to it. It's hard to say what is the most difficult. It depends on really who you are asking or who you ask.
True.
You know.
Has Jeff and Jordan, like somebody, has anybody ever commented on that? Like Jeff, Jordan, they've done both, right? Or Rachel?
Yes, they've done both, and they were on my season of Amazing Race. Jeff is a serious competitor, like very competitive. But you know, Jordan's a little more laid back. I mean, she won her season of Big Brother. I mean, so. She has to, be, you know, be physically, you know, into things too. I mean, because you do physical stuff on Big Brother. So I mean, but it, you know, I'm just.
If you would
guessing.
Ask, say Jeff and oh my God, I'm having
Jordan.
No, but they just
Brendan?
Won. No, they just won. No, they just won. Amazing Race. Jessica and
what was his name? Cody?
Yes, Cody. I'm sorry. I mean, they won the Amazing Race. I'm sure that they probably would say that Big Brother was more difficult because they had a really difficult time there because of there was a lot of bullying. There was a lot of stuff going on, you know. And so, and then they go on to Amazing Race and they win $1 million and they fall in love and they have a baby and. You know, like I said, I think it's everybody's experience is different because they had the worst experience, emotionally draining, physically draining, on Big Brother.
And I was going to say, look at Caleb. He fainted during Survivor, and he was a Marine.
Yeah.
You know? So,
dehydration right there. You know? And, I mean, here's the thing, is that Caleb was in great shape when he did Survivor, right? It's almost like you're better off having some fat on your body when you go on Survivor before you even compete, because he was already he was going in there. He goes, all right, I'm going to be on TV. I'm going to be having my shirt off. I got to look shredded. It's kind of a mistake. It's not for nothing, you know, heading in there looking shredded, because you talk to people like Ryan Oprah and fucking Bob Mason and those guys, and the guys who've been on Survivor, they're like Louie, because they end up getting some illnesses and shit, like different types of diabetes, like that are curable, but things happen to their body because your kidneys shut down. Shit happens on you in Survivor, man. It's not cool. Not cool at all. I mean,
you should eat to preserve like fat in your body so that you're not, you know, kind of just shredded and you have nothing there, but just, you know, you need to eat to survive. And over there, you have to live like, you know, you're not going to be able to eat for a couple of days. So it varies in all the different aspects. But Jay, you got to make sure you watch The Amazing Race, because now you need to watch
Louie. I'm gonna check out your season. Yeah. Louie, how do you think you would fare on Big Brother, or Survivor's more your thing, right?
Here's the thing, Jay. First off, I originally applied for Survivor and they loved me and they liked me a lot, but I didn't make it on Survivor. And it wasn't until a year and a half later that they contacted me for The Amazing Race, saying, hey, we never had two detectives on the show. Would you and another detective want to do the show? And we couldn't make a mistake. Yeah. So they reached out to me because they loved my video from when I did Survivor. Now, as far as Big Brother, and you can ask Michelle or anybody else, they before Derek even got on it, right? And the funny thing, Derek, right? I love Derek to death. He's like my brother from another mother, because we're both from Rhode Island, and he was a cop. But Derek came to me before even doing it. He goes, Looney, I'm trying out for Big Brother. How should I do my video and stuff? I go, man, just be yourself, bro. Just be yourself. And
Looney called me and was like, can we get some advice? It's funny how it links up together, doesn't it, Looney?
Yeah. Yeah, it does. Yeah. It's crazy. I did call you. That's right. I did call you about it. Because I love Derek. Derek, and look, he goes on to win the damn thing. Now, as far as me, Jay, people have said to me over, they go, Louie, you should do Big Brother. Louie, you should do Big Brother. But I don't think they would ever take another cop from Rhode Island. I don't know. It's kind of like weird, I guess. I don't know. But I mean, yeah, would I do it? Absolutely, I would do it. Absolutely. You know,
How do you think you were fair in it?
I think I would do well. I'm physically, for somebody who's 56 years old, I'm in fucking real good shape. Excuse my language. Beep, beep. Anyway, I'm really, Sherry, get on that. I'm in really, really good shape, and mentally I'm in really good shape. I've had a lot of shit happen in my life, man. I've seen a relative blow their head off with a shotgun. I've seen, I was almost killed by a drunk driver thrown over 20 feet and lived. I had to shoot a bank robber. I mean, these things are part of my career, part of my life, and I never let them eat at me. So mentally, I'm strong, and I've had a lot. I have a son who has mental health issues. So you have to be mentally strong, you know. So.
And I think you would have a good social game too, Louie.
And then I've had two crazy wives. So now I'm really fucking strong.
Are you Spanish?
What's that, Jay?
He's Italian.
No, I'm Italian,
I thought he was either Italian or Puerto Rican.
Love you, brother.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
You better joy, man. You better joy. God bless you.
I'm going to go back and watch your season. I'll give you the update on Twitter. One last question for you.
Jay?
Are you guys going to watch I've been dying to meet you guys. Are you guys going to do the Big Brother premiere in New York again, the bar in New York, or no?
Yes,
I
we are. We're just waiting for the exact date. I think we kind of got a tentative date already of when it might start. So it will be, like, I believe, the last week of June, and it's usually either on a Wednesday or Thursday or both, depending on what happens. But I will be there, so you better get together, Jay. Get over there.
Louie, if you're there, too, first round's on me.
Hey, bro. I'm just going to say to Michelle,
not
remind
everybody.
Me.
I'm not rich. Not everybody. Just us three.
Hey, Michelle, remind me about it because maybe I'll take the ride with you. Sure. So.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for calling in, Jay.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Jay.
You could put
thank you,
Jay.
Talk to you soon.
So I can listen
take
to the
care, Jay.
No.
Yeah. Hope, Sherry will put you on mute. Thank you, Jay.
Yep. Take care, hon.
Oh, he's such a good caller. I love
that was a great
Jeffy.
Caller.
I
love him.
Oh, yeah, he's awesome. And he always has, like, really good questions.
Yeah.
So, Louis, I kind of wanted to ask you a little bit about the evil team. Well, that would be Corinne and Eliza, which I love them, right?
I love Eliza.
They're giving us a little fire. I love Eliza. I love both of them. I know them very well.
Yep.
They were giving us a little fire, but they kind of had to put their foot in their mouth a little bit. What did you think about their, like, you know, kind of junk talking and then, you know, almost kind of losing at the end, realizing maybe that they need to get this stuff together?
I think it humbled them. It humbled them.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, you know, they're not on Survivor. They're on Amazing Race now. It's a whole different show, whole different game. You know, it's you really need to focus. You need to pay attention to what you're doing at all times because one little mistake can end it for you. You know, look at, I mean, obviously Rupert and his wife, man, they just couldn't get the hang of it for, you know, and if it wasn't for I and JJ screwing up, I mean, you know, I mean, I don't know. It's just like, they got humbled. And hopefully, we'll see if it carries on tomorrow night. I mean, or Wednesday night, I mean. So we'll see if it carries on. We'll see if that carries on as far as them being humbled by the way they started off the game, you know. Or they can just turn right around and be cocky again, you know.
Think they will. I think the cockiness is there to stay because I think you kind of need a little bit of, like, different personalities and stuff. You know, I think it's going to be maybe one of those things where they got humbled, but then they kind of go right back to where they started from, and then either they're going to get humbled or they're going to be out the door, whichever, out the taxi, out the plane, whatever you want to say. But I think we need a little bit of, like, some, you know, evilness in there just to spice things up a little bit.
What is the over-under on Rachel crying? I'm saying she cried.
Oh, we have to go
least...
to Vegas for this one.
I'm saying she cries at least three times if she makes it
you
that
know what?
Far.
I wouldn't even doubt it. I wouldn't even doubt it if Vegas or other sports betting places had different
something
types
similar.
Of bets on this stuff because they're doing that now. They're doing stuff where it comes to, like, award shows and stuff. So, you know, maybe we'll see something like that. But I definitely think she will be crying, that's for sure, because that's just our Rachel.
Yeah.
We love her. That's what she does.
Yep, exactly. Yep.
You know?
So, I mean,
besides the cousins, who else do you like?
Yeah. Well, I'm drawing a blank. Is it Janelle or Nicole that was at Derek's finale? I mean, at his premiere party for his book. I mean, his show. Who, the blonde.
Okay, so it was not Janelle or Brittany. It was Nicole, who is with Victor. Yeah, she was there.
Nicole was there, right? Okay.
Yes. Correct.
So I like her. She's a sweetheart. She's such a cute kid. I really like her. I don't know. We'll see how she does fares on the show. But as a person, she's a really nice person. So.
Yeah, her and Victor are so cute. So we'll see how they. I feel like this is going to be just kind of like. They're, like, kind of going with it. They're going for the experience.
Yep.
They're taking it all in. I don't know if they were engaged at that point. Oh, I think they just got engaged, maybe. So it's kind
they're
of like.
They're both very competitive.
You know, it's a little. Yeah, and like a fairy tale.
And Janelle and Brittany
are
both very competitive, and they're both new moms, you know, so they're out there thinking about their babies
Janelle
at home.
And Brittany together.
Becca and Floyd are going to be interesting. I mean, because they came in third place. They're hilarious. They're freaking cute. I mean, look, they're a couple now. It's freaking hilarious, I think. But
I know they were strangers.
I thought they were kidding.
They were strangers on the show. They were strangers. Now they're a couple.
And now they're dating.
So it's like, yep, now they're dating. And
they
did
well. I thought they were joking because they were like jokesters. So they're really dating?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Oh my God, they are so funny. Oh, good. Yeah, I'm excited.
Am I saying the right
them.
People, Becker and Floyd, right? Becker and Floyd, right? Am I saying it right? Or is it Tyler and Corey?
No, it's Tyler and Corey and Floyd.
That's the internet people.
I got it all screwed up. Anyways.
Wait a minute. So we got Art and JJ. They're gone, right?
Right.
We have. Colin and Christy, they were like from the earlier seasons of Amazing Race.
Yeah, way early.
The
season
couple.
Five.
They were on season five. Then we have Becca and Floyd, which is the, it says friends, so I'm not sure. They were actually on Joey Covino's season. He was on last week, which Joey is another New England coppa. So that is great. And then we have Leo and Jamal, which are the cousins that I think you said that you're picking for your number one. We have Tyler and Corey that are friends from season 20 of Amazing Race. We have Chris and Brett, who are from friends. One's from Denham, Mass. I think they're one's a firefighter, one's a cop. They met on Survivor.
Didn't Brett come out of the closet? Was he the one that came out of the closet?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Yes, he did. Yep. He did. Yep, he's awesome. Good. I think they're going to do really well. We have Corinne and Eliza. We talked about them. They were on Survivor, different seasons.
Yep.
Rupert and Laura, which it's going to be great to see them. Janelle and Brittany, Rachel and Alyssa, Nicole and Victor. And that's the teams. So.
Yep.
Is that a normal amount of teams? I think it's, three of
each? Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
it's 11 6, to begin with.
Right, yeah. There's usually 11
what
to begin with.
What did they usually sell? Okay.
11. 11 teams.
Okay.
Usually.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
But.
Interesting.
I don't know.
Now, what advice would you
good.
Give them?
I heard, I heard the ratings were through the roof. So, I mean, I'm excited for them. So.
Like, if one of them were to, like, you know, I know it's already, they already filmed it, but if there was a team, say, from another reality show or whatever, that they have the opportunity to go on and they could ask Luis Servato, the amazing Luis Servato, what would be your best advice to give anybody who is wanting to either join it or, you know, go back on Amazing Race? What would you say?
Michelle, I get this asked a lot, and the first thing that comes out of their mouth is, "Oh my God, I've always wanted, I want to be on the Amazing Race, or I want to be on Survivor, whatever they say, right?" And I go, "Okay, so you made your video and you filled out your application, you sent it in, right?" "No, well, you're not going to be on the show. Sorry, because you got to make that step. You got to move. Once you do that." My advice I usually give to people is what I gave to Derek. Be yourself, because they see right through bullshit. They see it. Because they do this for a living. They do it for a living. Like our friend Jody, she's a, you know, Winchesky, she's a professional at picking people to be on shows. That's what they do for a living, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, so they see through the bullshit. They know... If you know, you may be acting a certain way because you want to be perceived as something that you're not, but they can see that you're not that person. So don't, just be yourself. You know, just be yourself.
What doesn't come out in the rinse comes out in the wash, people.
Yep.
Get that
The best advice I can give you. But
and
hey.
Learn how to drive stick. Right? Am I right?
That's funny. Yeah, you don't know how to drive stick. You're an idiot. Forget it.
Learn how to drive a stick. Learn how to read a map.
It's like going on Survivor and you don't swim. Thank you, Cherry. You took the words right out of my mouth.
Look, if I was going on Survivor, I'd be getting that survival book, and I'd be learning how to make a fucking fire. The views of Louis Trovato are not that of the Manic Monday show. I would learn how to make a fire so bad. Like, you know, I would do all those things, you know? I mean, it's
a
like...
A fire, try to
fire,
swim.
Whatever.
Just eat upright for a month, learn how to fish.
It's like, how can you go on Survivor and not know how to swim? I mean, most of Survivor challenges is in the water.
That cracks me up when you see people
just know how to swim.
Sorry, when they jump off the boat into the water and they're like flapping like a dead fish in the water. You're like, oh my god, that person's gonna die. Here's another behind the scene. When we jumped into the water into Seychelles Islands off the boat, we had a Mike swam down and pulled the bottle up. We had a clue in it and brought it back up to the boat, right? And then the boat took us a little closer to the island and said, "You guys got to jump in here and swim to the beach, right?" So we jump in, and when I was in the water, I'm looking under the water because you're in the freaking ocean, a gorgeous water. I'm looking at like fish and coral and stuff, right? Off to my like, oh my god, there's a deep sea diver, there's people in the water that you don't see. And I guarantee on Survivor is the same thing. There's people in the water.
So you're saying no one's going to drown. They're going to save you.
Nobody's
going to
drown.
Try your best.
Exactly. You're not going to drown.
Yeah.
When you're swinging from ropes high above, like over 130 feet in the air, and you're strapped in, you're not going to fall. You know, you gotta fight your fears in certain things. Whether you hate water or you hate height, you battle a lot of fears if you have them, you know? So, but
yeah.
Anyways, but
I think that's good advice, Louis. Like, you can't try out for something unless you do the application and do the video. So that's just it, you guys. Louis, do you have anything else you want to say? Yeah, do you have anything else you want to say? I know we went a little bit over and stuff, so just...
No, that's fine. That's cool. I love you guys. I miss you guys. Cherry, I miss you to death. I love you.
I miss you so much, Louis.
I hope you're well, honey. I love you. I pray for you every night. You're always in my prayers.
Thank you, sweetie.
Just thank you, everybody. I love you guys. This was nice. I haven't done it in a while. So, yeah, I do love to talk. Michelle's right. But Michelle loves to talk, too. Anyway.
Yeah, well, listen, I just sat back and I let you do your thing because, you know, you are the guest. But, you know, I would love, though, Louis? Number one is I would love that, you know, people go and donate to Give Kids the World and go onto your page. I would love for you to maybe come back on in like a few weeks and maybe give us a little bit of your expertise, you know, after they've been, you know, in it for a little bit. And maybe you can just come on and we'll talk a little bit more about a Raising Race and maybe get some more money donated to you. How do you think about that? Can you fit us into your schedule?
I will fit you into my schedule. And I want to say something. I've been getting calls from several reality celebrities wanting to know what my secret is. I'm in day five of raising money for the Hots Reality thing, right, that I'm doing. I'm in day five. I'm already over $1,500. I'm killing it. I just feel like I'm blessed and, you know, and people, you know, love and like they know I'm doing something good for something and they want to give. So it's a great thing, man. You know, I got other reality stars calling me, you know, like, Louis, what am I doing wrong? I've been on for over 2 months now and I still don't have $500. I'm like, I don't know what you're doing wrong. I don't know. People love me. I don't know. So I'm blessed. I got to say.
Oh, well, that's awesome. Right. But you know what? Yeah. We don't have to stop at whatever your goal is. We can surpass that.
No,
like,
I want to go through the roof.
So,
I'm going
can you tell
stars,
people
man.
Where to find you? Just break down
yep.
your social media handles out there so people
yeah.
can follow you.
Here's this. Look, I want if it's going to be difficult to find, like on Facebook, just direct message me, and then I will make room, or I'll direct you to my page, and you just because it's a public piece on my page, and you just go there and don't donate, please. On the Louie, Louie, my last name is Stravato, Stravato. So please hit me up and let's do it. And as far as social media goes, I am Louie Stravato on everything from Twitter to Instagram, Facebook. The only thing that's different, even LinkedIn, as well as LinkedIn, is all Louie Stravato. The only one that's different is Snapchat, and that's Luge62, L-U-G-E-6-2. So you can follow me there as well. I'm not shy. I'm like Michelle. I'm fan-friendly. I love talking to people. I love talking to my fans because without them, I would be, I wouldn't be anybody. So I'd be just
Louie
the
Cop.
I'm glad
you let us know that because you seem very quiet during this interview. So.
All right. I love you guys.
All right, well, thank you so much, Louie.
Right.
We love having you on, and keep doing what you're doing. We will talk to you soon. Bye, Louie.
Right,
we love you.
Bye,
peace.
Sherry. I love you, baby.
Love
Bye.
You too, hon. You take care.
Bye, Portuguese princess.
Miss you so much.
Miss you
Bye,
too, baby. Bye,
Stravato from Amazing Grace.
Bye, baby.
All right.
I should have played that while he was on.
That was awesome. Well, you guys know what? We'll have to save that clip, Cherry, because he will be back on in a few weeks. We cannot keep that man down from talking about Amazing Race or himself.
Oh, I hope he does come back.
He will.
He's so awesome.
I got it in. We're kind of friends, so I can be like, yo, call in. But we know he loves all his fans. He loves interacting, and he loves to help out in whatever charity or whatever if you need advice. So make sure you guys tune in every week. But we will definitely let you guys know when Louie Stravato will be on. Make sure you guys go donate to his page. Make sure you guys go donate to Reality Rally. There's still a little bit of time left, 10 days. Let's see, we will be back next Monday. I'm going to work on doing probably somebody from Amazing Race. And I do know that probably there is somebody that's wanting to come say hi. She's been touring, and she might be able to be not in a remote area and just at least come and say hi to us. And I'm talking about Miss Suzette Amaya, who's been touring, but kind of in remote areas where she has no signal, and maybe we can talk about Big Brother Canada because that's ending soon. I'm still trying to catch up, but I know that I can catch up with everybody online. But even if she just comes on to say hi, she's also going to Reality Rally as well. So you guys can hear why she does Reality Rally and maybe donate to her page as well. But we're getting to that time, everybody. We are very thankful for everything that Cherry does. So thank you very much, Ms. Cherry Pie, for doing everything you do. Thank you for listeners, callers, chat room, special guest Louie Stravato, and thank you for all of reality because we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for reality TV. And
that's
everything
right.
That
thank
we love.
You, to Jason, out there too.
Yeah, of course, Jason. Oh, I love seriously love his
posters.
Flyers that he makes. Course, they're like the best. So I can't wait to chat with you guys next Monday in Cherry Pie. Time to do what you do and close out the show, baby girl.
Well, like Michelle said, I hope everybody makes it back next Monday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, to do this all again. Here's Ron to take us out for the night. Everybody have a great week. Good night, all.
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in.
God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
Of the Rad Reality Show, Ron Rad. Wish he was still here with us. Michelle, say goodnight.
We love and miss you, Ron. Good night, everybody. Can't wait to chat with you guys next week. Love you, Cherry.
Love you too, babe. Good night, all. Be kind out there. That's a wrap.